This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left, and driving to the rim. Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp, and the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis, off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier. High left. Got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Modis at 28. Woo! That was a bomb.
That was deep. Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, in a really good second half here today.
At 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com, we cover a game postponed from Tuesday. Anna on the road at Botkins. Girls, SCAL night here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. These two teams going different directions the last month or so. Anna girls now 10-6 on the year, 7-2 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Anna's won 6 of 8. Botkins 6-9 on the campaign, 3-4 in the league. Botkins has lost 3 of 4 and has lost 6 of the last 8. 1 of 2 wins in the last 8 games for Botkins was a big upset over Division 7 Mississinewa Valley by a final score of 44-42. Trojans got good help off the bench in that game from Sophia Braun, who pumped in 8, and Lauren Gerstner, who added 7, as Botkins poured on 17 points in the fourth quarter to defeat Mississinewa by a basket. Woodbury, the star player for Mississinewa, was held to 5 field goals in that game. So although Botkins has been struggling, they did post a big triumph over a highly rated team. Who knows where Botkins would be right now had Delana Pitts not gotten hurt before the season started. A knee injury knocked her out for the campaign. She was going to be a double-digit scorer, and who knows, maybe first-team All-SCAL. But Botkins has forged ahead, and under third-year head coach Tyler Carson has had a pretty good campaign spurred on by that recent win over Mississinewa. Meanwhile, Anna, under year number one head coach Rusty Allen, who spent 14 years at Wapakoneta, has done quite well this campaign, sporting an upset victory over Marion Local recently. At the Flyers gym, it was Marion Local's first loss of the year. Anna pulled that one out with a very good defensive effort, limiting the top two scorers for Marion Local to a combined 19 points in that game. Both Tronabom and Unrast were held in check. Moomaw led Anna in scoring in that contest. The Rockets also back on December 19th played Fort Loramie very tough at the Redskins gym. 39-28 was the final. Great defense by Anna in that game, holding Avery Brandewey to 4. She was in foul trouble. Chuck, you saw that game. You got inside scoop on the Anna Rockets.
Anna's got a good basketball team, and when the night that I saw him play, McKenna Pettis made 4 threes in that game against Loramie, and they were right in the basketball game into the fourth quarter before Loramie kind of pulled away.
Yeah, Maddie Shadow pumped in 19 in that game for Fort Loramie, including 10 in the third, to help bail out the Redskins, who did win by 11. As Chuck noted, Pettis for Anna had 4 threes. Liz Stouter added a triple in that contest as well. Anna hoping that this is a sharp tune-up in advance of Saturday's game with Fort Loramie at Anna, another game that will be broadcast right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tomorrow night, Jackson Center boys entertain Rushi. Tip off about 7:15 or 7:20. We're on the air at 6:40 tomorrow night from Jackson Center. Glad for joining us this evening. It's a little snowy outside. Good thing the squalls didn't blow through 4 or 5 hours earlier. This game might have been postponed, as it was on Tuesday. Very good JV game in progress.
preliminary contest as Anna in the lead by 6, 37-31. 2 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter. Anna girls lead by 6, and it is a good contest. It appears it'll go right down to the wire. We'll have more from here at Botkins in just a few minutes. Anna girls on the road against the Trojans of Botkins here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Forcher's Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Forcher's Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello, once again. Welcome back to Botkins. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, 40-33. Anna leads Botkins in our JV tilt. Girls game is a good one. Preliminary contest undecided at this point with a portion of the fourth quarter yet to go. A few minutes ago, we alluded to our head coaches in this girls matchup here tonight. Tyler Carson, third year at Botkins, and Rusty Allen, your number one at Anna. Tyler is a Miami East graduate. He's got degrees from Bowling Green, also a graduate certificate in career technical workforce education from BG, and he currently teaches business technology at Botkins. He spent time on the coaching staffs at Indian Lake, Northwestern, and Troy, coaching boys basketball on the girls' staff at Troy as well. And Rusty Allen is in his first year at Anna. He coached up through the 21-22 season at Wapakoneta. That was his 14th at Wapak. And 14 years for him treated him mighty well. Over that span, Coach Allen amassed 196 wins, 8 sectional championships, 5 district runner-up titles, 4 district championships, a regional title, and a state runner-up trophy. Coach Allen retired from coaching at Wapak at that time, and then this past calendar year, he was hired as the new head coach for girls basketball at Anna. And he, too, like Tyler Carson, has done a splendid job. Anna's held the measure against Botkins over the last 10 meetings. Rockets won 8 of the previous 10. Anna, a favorite here tonight. As we noted, who knows how good Botkins might have been had they had the services of Delana Pitts, 5'9 senior. Double-digit score, no doubt. She has been missed the entire year with a knee injury. We'll return with more from here at Botkins in just a few minutes. Glad you joined us online here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at HeightCamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at HeightCamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Anna JV's defeated the Bodkins girls here tonight by a score of 42-35. Conclusion just happened. 7-point win for Anna. I might note that this game does have significance as far as the Shelby County Athletic League girls standings are included. Chuck, you might think, well, Anna Bodkins, late January, run-of-the-mill game. Fort Loramie's going to win the league. They've got it salted away. Well, no, not the case. Fort Loramie's got a game with Rushi. Redskins are unbeaten in the league. Anna's lost two. Fort Loramie here just recently fell in back-to-back contests against Ottawa Glandorf and to St. Henry, both at home. And should Fort Loramie get beat by Anna on Saturday and lose to Rushi and Anna went out, you would have a tie atop the girls' standings in the SCAL. Anna's already beaten Rushi twice. Anna's at 7-2. Fort Loramie is at 7-0. Big game here tonight. Anna wants to remain at two setbacks, and thus that game with Fort Loramie on Saturday would be very important.
Well, yeah. I mean, if they're going to have a chance to win the league, then they need to win tonight, and they need to win Saturday.
Bodkins girls here in recent years have given Anna some challenges. Last season, Bodkins nipped him twice, 36-32 and 40-37. In the previous 4 years, Anna has owned Bodkins, but last season, Bodkins Trojans won a couple cliffhangers. Anna seeking revenge here tonight. Other girls action in the Shelby County Athletic League tonight. Fairlawn's at Fort Loramie. Jackson Center's at Houston. Rushi is on the road at Anna. Coming up on Saturday, Fort Loramie at Anna, as we noted. Bodkins is at Jackson Center. Houston girls are at Rushi. And Fairlawn entertains Lima Central Catholic. Next Monday, Houston's at Milton Union. Rushi's at New Knoxville. 1 week from tonight, Fairlawn's at Houston. Fort Loramie's at Botkins. And Greenan plays the Anna Rockets in Anna. Boys standings, Rushi atop, 8-0, 15-0 overall. They have been impressive, to say the least. Botkins boys, 5-2, 12-3 on the year. Jackson Center, 4-2, 10-3. We'll get to see Rushi and Jackson Center tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Followed up by the Anna and Fort Loramie girls on Saturday afternoon. Jackson Center, by the way, has a double weekend that features two very strong foes, Rushi on Friday, Marion Local on Saturday. That's probably a 6:45 to 6:50 tip for that boys' game on Saturday night between Jackson Center and Marion Local. We've got that for you. We're on the air at about 6:10 or 6:15 on Saturday evening. Up-and-coming Fort Loramie boys, Chuck, 4-4, 7-9 on the year. Big win by the Redskins, coached by Mitch Westerheide, over Miami Valley Christian Academy by 2 points on Monday at the MLK Classic.
Yeah, they played well. I mean, I was impressed because I figured they were probably going to have to keep it in the 40s to win. And they were, I think the final was, what, 59, 56, something like that?
54, 52.
Well, okay. But, I mean, they got in the 50s, and I'll tell you, they don't look smooth, but they're strong, and boy, do they play hard, and they play some defense.
Yep, defense and toughness, and the offense has started to gel a little bit, and the combination of things means that Fort Loramie is becoming quite productive. The boys are going to be a challenge for anyone down the stretch, that is for sure. Anna boys are 3-4 in the SCAL, 5-9 overall. Fairlawn Houston 1-7 in league play. Again, this game tonight between Anna and Botkins, very important as far as Anna is concerned. Rockets want to keep their SCAL hopes alive. They've got a chance to at least tie Fort Loramie should the Rockets win tonight, beat Fort Loramie on Saturday, and then should the Redskins stumble once more, i.e. away at Rushi, Ann and Fort Loramie could end up atop the Shelby County Athletic League girls standings, both at 10-2. Anna's got to avoid the upset here tonight. Rockets didn't do it here 1 year ago as Botkins beat them 40-37. We'll return with more here at Botkins in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
The Palazzo in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
The tentative starting lineups for this game tonight for Botkins: Jaina Metz, Bree Egbert, Peyton Flatfoot, Taylor Holzkamp, and Maddie Fry. It's going to be very important for Botkins to get some support from the bench. That's what ticketed the Trojans girls to an upset victory over Mississinewa in a game played on December 30th, 44-42, as Lauren Gerstner and Sophia Braun combined for 15 for Botkins to spearhead that upset triumph. Anna's got the size advantage in Addison Bales at 6'3", McKenna Pettis at 5'10". Rockets want to take advantage of that in playing Botkins here tonight. Trojans probably have to keep the score down in the 30s. Botkins has won the last two meetings by scoring only a combined total of 76 in those two victories. Francis Schulze in Rushi offers that winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. Botkins' calling card has got to be defense. It cannot allow Anna to get out and run and score in spurts. Meanwhile, the Rockets, as I noted a few minutes ago, need to take advantage of its edge and height on the inside. Key building components for today's game. They open the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Anna Rockets will probably have Liz Stouter, Mackenzie Moomaw, Vanessa Platfoot, McKenna Pettis, and Addison Bales in that quintet to begin the game. Hey, make your next play with WiseBridge Wealth Management. Your next play call to financial wealth has got to be to WiseBridge. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with WiseBridge Wealth Management, your bridge to a secure future, using simple, visible strategies and solutions. WiseBridge, phone 937-518-1776. Services include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, and social security planning. WiseBridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call to financial financial wealth to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. We're about 3 minutes or so away from our opening tip tonight. Anna on the road at Botkins. Girls high school basketball in the Shelby County Athletic League right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's AllenbaugH. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
Here are your starting lineups for tonight's game for the homestanding Bodkins girls. Jaina Metz, 5'6 senior in a wing, 6.5 points, 6.5 rebounds a game, 40% shooter from the floor. Bree Egbert, 5'6 sophomore, 5.6 a game, 2 assists. She is joined by Peyton Blackfoot, a 5'6 soph. A 67% free throw shooter, 4.9 a game, a couple assists, and a couple of steals. Taylor Holzkamp, 7.3 per outing, a 5'7 junior. She, too, a 67% free throw shooter. And Maddie Fry, just under 7 points a game, a 5'9 sophomore. She has buried 15 threes on the year. Third-year head coach Tyler Carson for Bodkins. Starting five for the Anna Rockets, Liz Stouter, just under 5 a game, a 5'9 senior at a forward, along with Mackenzie Mumaugh, a 5'5 sophomore. She's at 6.5 per game on the year. Vanessa Platfoot, a 5'8 junior in the opening five, along with McKenna Pettis, a 5'10 senior, and Addison Bales, a 6'3" sophomore. Opening five for both teams. Rusty Allen, year number one at Anna. 14 successful years at Wapakoneta. Took a couple years off. And he's the head man of the girls program for the Rockets, who win the opening tip to start the game. Anna's got the road green going on with white trim. Three-point shot fired from long distance. Missed on the play by Stouter. And it is bumped out of bounds on the play below the basket by Bodkins. Anna throws into Addison Bales. Bales gives it up on the arc to McKenna Pettis. Right corner, Mumaugh. Swung straight away to Platfoot. Here's Stouter. Left flank, it's Pettis, who poured in four threes against Fort Loramie. Nice handoff on the play to Mumaugh. She's got a crack in the defense, and she splits a couple defenders, rips to the rim, and drops it through. Good start for Anna. 2-0 Rockets. 50 seconds gone here in the opening period. Bodkins to our right. Ball thrown to the foul line to Maddie Fry. Behind her to Taylor Hulskamp. Peyton Blackfoot's got it. Right flank right in front of the Anna bench, which stabs it out of bounds. Bodkins will throw in. JV contest went to Anna. Rockets won it by 7, 42-35. Bodkins inbounds, throw side court, picked off, stolen by Anna. It is McKenna Pettis streaking down the floor, overthrow into the right corner, out of bounds to Bodkins. Chuck, what was it about Anna's defense you liked in holding Fort Loramie to 15 points below its per-game average?
Well, they played a matchup zone that day, and Loramie had trouble figuring out what they were doing defensively. Tonight they're playing pretty much straight man, to start at least.
Here's an inside pass by Bodkins, broken up by Anna, and then the Trojans reach back in and commit the foul. 6:37 to go, first quarter, still 2-0 in favor of Anna. I might add that Vanessa Platfoot for the Anna Rockets is averaging on the year 5.9 a game. McKenna Pettis at 6.8. Addison Bales just over 8. Ball thrown on the arc for Anna, handled there by Platfoot. She goes to the right corner. Now baseline, has an open alley to the rim and scores. Little bank shot up and good. 4-0 Anna. Just under 2 minutes gone here in the opening quarter. Bodkins up ahead right wing. We've got a Vanessa Platfoot and a Peyton Platfoot. Two Platfoots on the floor, one for each program. Here's a baseline drive by Bodkins, forced by Taylor Holzkamp. Hit the side of the glass, flares away to Anna. Rockets quickly up into the forecourt, go left corner to McKenna Pettis. Ball rotated around on top, handled there by Mackenzie Mumaugh. reversed to the near side to Pettis. Pass broken up by Botkins right in front of the Trojans bench. Nearly stolen by Matty Fry, who stepped on the sideline. And Anna will throw in, leading 4-0 with 5:36 to go first quarter. Backcourt, it is Mackenzie Mumaugh, who fakes left, goes right. Oh, a nice crevice to the basket. She took advantage of the lane, went right to the rack and dropped it in. It was Liz Stouter who converted the two. She got a nifty feed. Good baseline action by the green and white. Three different players have scored for Anna so far. 6-0 Rockets, 3 minutes gone here in the first. Botkins on the arc. It's Bree Egbert. Steps below the foul line now. Ball thrown baseline left. Here's a jump shot by Botkins. It rattles around, and it stays in. Good shot on the play by Holzkamp. Almost popped out, wanted to, but it spun right down through the cylinder. Good two-pointer by Taylor. First points of the game for Botkins, which trails Anna 6-2. Here's Anna working down low. Addison Bales got good position. Her shot rimmed out. Anna continues to battle. One rebound, a second one hits the top of the backboard and glances off a support above the glass, out of bounds to Botkins, which trails Anna 6-2, 4:32 left here in the first. Botkins will bring it down, no pressure offered by Anna. Botkins slowly to the timeline. Anna puts on a little heat in the person of Mackenzie Mumaugh to force the action. Lauren Gerstner in off the bench for Botkins. Weaves it out back to Matty Fry. She's a good three-point shooter. Airmails a long one. It hits the flange. Rebound down to Anna. Quickly up the floor, Rockets swiveling around a couple of Botkins defenders and scoring en route to the basket is McKenna Pettis. Nicely done. Oh, she found an avenue, dodged a couple white shirts and scored, and it's an and-one foul on the Trojans.
They've gotten to the rim three times now. 6 of their 8 points are on layups.
Love the way Anna is driving to the basket. Free throw, Pettis up and in. 9-2, Anna. 4:04 to go here in the first quarter. First meeting between the two at Anna was won by the Rockets, 41-25. And we have a Trojans dribbler at midcourt in the person of Sophia Braun, and a timeout called by head coach of the Botkins Trojans, Tyler Carson. Halfway through the first, Anna 9, Botkins 2 on scorersbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Yep, so far, Chuck, Rockets spreading the scoring around.
Yeah, they've got four girls that have scored. They're 9 points.
Botkins with the ball outside the arc on the left. It is handled by Gerstner. Pitches it near side to Holzkamp. She starts to dribble. Good defense by Anna. Sticking a hand in there for the Rockets was Vanessa Platt, but it caused the floor miscue from Botkins. And the Rockets get the ball right back. Ahead by 7, 3:39 to go here in the first quarter. Both teams with pretty evenly balanced scoring. Nobody in either club at double digits per game, but a number of players on the court between 5 and better than 9. popping out and taking the 23-foot three ball for Anna is McKenna Pettis. It hit the back frame. Ball flared into the left corner, tracked down by Moonbaugh. She fired one up from distance, missed it strong. Botkins has the board. Quickly forecourt, straight away. Trojans Gerstner tries a three. Hit the rim, blast came off. Board to Botkins, though. Handled by Maddie Fry. She bowls her way into the lane on a weave to Egbert. Ball pitched to the arc to Holzkamp. Here's an awkward turnaround fadeaway outside the lane on the left. Missed by Gerstner. Loose ball rebound. And here is a tie-up arrow favors Anna. Rockets 9, Trojans 2, 2:44 to go here in the first. Botkins will inbound the basketball as the officials confer and get the alternate arrow correct. Botkins possession, baseline right. Attempting to throw in is Sophia Braun, 5'7 seniors coming off the bench. Passes left baseline to a driver. And a foul is called against Anna, which didn't set up its defense in time. Botkins will take it out of bounds. Trailing by 7, 9-2 to Anna with 2:38 to go in the first quarter.
Well, when you're playing defense down there, you put your foot on the end line and you force them to go around you where you got help. He let her beat her on the baseline that time.
Braun lobs it to Maddie Fry, top of the circle, dribbles down the right side of the lane, almost traveled. Then took a wild shot, missed it, no good. Long rebound, though, Botkins retains the basketball. Here's Braun through the top of the circle. Tries to bounce it to a teammate in the left corner. Anna steals. A run out by the Rockets, 3-on-2. Oh, a nifty bounce pass. Done well by Anna. Tori Osborne in off the bench. A 5'2 sophomore raced down the floor. They took the pass on a hop and scored. Then Botkins travels, and Anna's up 9 with 2 to play in the first quarter.
No, Chelsea McEldowney with the pass. That was an outstanding find.
Beautiful pass by McEldowney in off the bench to another teammate, Osborne. Also a sub in for Anna. Both teams have gone at least 7 deep already here in the first quarter. 11-2 Anna. Ball kicked out of bounds by Botkins, far side of the floor. Minute 57 remaining here in the first period. Anna will inbound to the right of the hoop, about 10 feet or so. Playmaker is Mackenzie Moomaw. Throws it on the arc to Stouter. Anna plays pitch and catch. Here's Moomaw in the right corner. Stouter, Moomaw sets up and shoots the three. A little heavy. Weak side rebound once, twice. Up, no good by Blackfoot, but over the shoulder foul against Botkins. And Anna will get 2 at the free throw line here.
She did a great job of getting position for the rebound that time. Botkins did not box her out.
Yep, well done by Vanessa Blackfoot of Anna, who sinks the free throw. Fouled in the act of shooting. She gets a second. And the lead for Anna swells to 12-2. Well, you look at the scoreboard, you see the scoring for Anna. 2 points, 2 points, 3 points, 3 points, 2 points for the individual players. Both foul shots by Blackfoot right on the button. 11-point spread, 13-2 Anna. Botkins up and over the timeline. It is Egbert. Whips it into the left corner to Delaney Munger, who's in, a 5'9 junior. Errant pass to the post. It is stolen by Anna. Here come the Rockets down the floor quickly. Deflection by Botkins, out of bounds. 6'3 Addison Bales, who's been on the bench for a short while for Anna, is back in. A minute 22 to go in the first. Peyton Blackfoot, a starter for Botkins, back on the court. Ball inbounded, high left. Taken there by McKenna Pettis. 3-point shooter, right wing. Chucked up there by Osborne. It caroms away off the iron. Botkins retrieves. Here come the Trojans. A minute to go, first quarter. Forecourt right wing. It is Metz handing off on the play to Egbert. Off balance in the paint. No good. Rebound Anna, 2-on-2. Botkins punches the ball free. Anna gets it back. 13-2, Anna. Deep in the left corner, it is Vanessa Platfoot. Starts to drive across the lane and took an extra step. Good call. She made a belated pass to a teammate for a layup, but it was a walk indeed. Botkins gets it back. 13-2, Anna. 43 seconds to go here in the first. Midcourt, it's Egbert. Hands it off high right to Hulskamp. Pass lobbed to Egbert outside the lane on the left. A little high for off her fingertips. Anna gets it and strolls down the right side of the floor. Botkins with a deflection out of bounds. Rockets have it in Anna's half court with 26 to go here in the first quarter. 13-2 in favor of Anna. Ball inbounded by the Rockets to the three-point shooter. A long one in the air by Liz Stouter. No good. Weak side rebound, Botkins. 15 ticks on the clock in the first. Ball thrown right corner to Egbert. Starts a drive. Double teamed. Anna takes it away. Ball looped out down the court to Vanessa Platfoot. Off balance in the lane. No good. Anna tries to get the rebound. Osborne's after it. Can't catch up to it. Out of bounds to Botkins with 2.3 to go opening quarter. All Anna so far. Defense for the Rockets limiting Botkins to just one field goal in the initial period. 13-2, Anna after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, stands for the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Anna starts the second quarter with a travel on its initial possession. Botkins gets it down by 11, 13-2. But Chuck, what do the Trojans need to do offensively? They have been thwarted so far.
Well, they get the ball. They've had a couple of good shots. They're just not making shots, but Anna's defense is outstanding.
Here is Peyton Platfoot, gives it up high right to Lauren Gerster. Oh, she swivels down the lane. A little leaner is good. 10-footer right in front.
Didn't think about that. The defender falls down, and she shoots a 6-footer. That'll work.
Nicely done. Botkins gets its second hoop. 13-4, Anna. 7:20 to go till halftime. Far left wing, it's McKenna Pettis for Anna. Gives it up top of the circle to Moomaw. Right flank to Stouter. Cross-court pass to Pettis. Fakes the shot, starts a drive, blocking foul, Botkins. Let's see if it's in the act of shooting. 7:08 to go, second quarter. Couple free throws here for Anna, which is up 13-4, leading by 9. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to a proud sponsor, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business that began in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast to help power the online coverage of the region's young student athletes who are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and tomorrow. Anna converts a couple free throws to go up 15-4. Botkins misfires on a long three. Anna gets the ball back. Into the post it goes to Liz Stouter. Stouter gives it up on the arc and gets it right back at the foul line. Ball pushed to the left side to McKenna Pettis. And she thrusts up a long three off the rim, no good. Rebound ricochets into the corner. Anna gets it back. Here's a quick pass into the post to Addison Bales. She has the ball pried loose, maybe got a hand in the face. Botkins comes away with it. Here come the Trojans on the run. It's Sophia Braun on a weave to Hulskamp. Here's a left side of the floor three by Taylor Hulskamp. In and out, rebound Anna. Rockets quickly down the floor. That's the way to get into the post in a hurry. Bales got it low on the left, couldn't find the range. It bounced around and came off. Botkins snared the rebound. Trojans have it. Deep right wing, long tray behind the arc in the air, and it's good. A long bomb pumped in by 15, was it, Chuck?
Yeah, Hulskamp.
Yep, that's who I thought it was. Couldn't quite read the numerals. It was Taylor. Beautiful shot by her. Anna finds Bales down on the inside for the third straight possession, and she's hacked on the arm. Two free throws for her, 15-7. Botkins tries to turn up the offense now here in the second quarter with 5:39 to go. Bales at 6'3", shoots a couple at the stripe here for Anna. And it's good. Good form, nice stroke.
Six for six from the line for the Rockets.
And I don't think one has hit the rim yet. All net on every single shot, just like that one, but Bales. Let's see if we jinxed her. It's up and too hard off the flange. And Botkins traces it down 30 feet from the basket. And then the Trojans get in a hurry. Too fast for their own good. Botkins up the floor. And ball fumbled away out of bounds. Anna with possession up 9, 16-7. It was 13-2 in favor of Anna after one. Straight away with the ball at Stouter. Stouter at the elbow on the right. Connect. 16-footer. Good looking jump shot to Liz Stouter of Anna. 5'9 senior. At about 5 points a game. Pumps it home. 18-7. Anna in the lead. Botkins forecourt to our right. Is thrown to Sophia Braun. Right wing to Hulskamp. Awkward fadeaway. Overshoots it. Anna weak side rebound. In the person of Vanessa Platfoot. Quickly down the floor to Pettis. Pettis fires a pass inside to Bales. Tried to dribble it. Botkins smacked it away. Here come the Trojans down 11 into the forecourt. It is Kristen Wendell in off the bench, a 5'5 sophomore. Rotating to the left side of the court. She's bumped while shooting. And she gets two. 11-point game. 18-7 in favor of Anna. 4:39 to go here in the second quarter. Couple of foul shots for Botkins. Short by Wendell. Kristen just under three a game. Bales out for Anna. Coming back in is Tori Osborne. 6'3 to the bench, 5'2 on the floor. Second shot is good. Wendell connects, 18-8. Anna up 10, 4.5 to go, second period. Into the forecourt, it's Blackfoot. She gave it up, got it back, threw it near side to Mackenzie Mumaw. It goes to the foul line to Stouter. Then on the arc, left wing Mumaw tries to drive. She's crowded on the baseline, gets rid of it out high, handled there by Blackfoot. Anna resets. Left side Mumaw, foul stripes Stouter. Anna not dribbling, just one quick pass being whipped around the floor after another. And then finally the Rockets settle for a 23-footer, and it's buried by McKenna Pettis. Beautiful-looking shot. It brought snow flurries. It was way up there. Timeout called, 21-8 Anna. 3:57 left in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Chuck, did that three there by Pettis remind you of a basket or two against Fort Loramie she made?
She's got good form. She just needs to get her feet set. And, that was a good shot.
Wendell gives it up in the corner for Botkins. 21-8, Anna, biggest lead. Straight away, long three ball by Wendell. The left-hander flipped it up off the back iron. Anna's got the long rebound. Here come the Rockets into the forecourt. Ball whipped into the right corner. Vanessa Blackfoot has a three. It's available. It clangs off the rim. Long rebound, though, to Anna. Into the post to Stouder. Left side pass, Pettis. Cross court to Blackfoot. Straight away handled there by Moomaw. Brisk passing by Anna the last few possessions. They milk the clock a little bit, leading by 13, 21-8. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Ball thrown into the lane. It goes to Stouder, thought about shooting. Gave it up, then Liz got it back at the elbow on the left. Double team by Botkins and a steal. Dribbling down the floor, Sophia Braun punched away from behind by Anna. 2:50 left, second quarter, 21-8. In favor of Anna over Botkins, inbounding baseline right of the rim. Sophia Braun for Botkins. She peers inbounds. Who will she find? Throws it head of the key to Maddie Fry. Right back to Braun. Ball goes cross court. Anna gets a hand in there. Shakes it loose. Good play by Anna. Tori Osborne forced the loose ball. Botkins tagged it last. Out of bounds to Anna. 21-8 Rockets, 2:36 to go, second quarter. Far right side, Blackfoot, ball thrown into the post to Bales, is back in. Oh, she got free, went up strong and banked it in.
And she's a strong girl, and they had two girls on her that time.
23-8 Anna, Rockets' biggest cushion, 2:17 to go in the second quarter. Botkins with the ball to our right, pitch top of the circle to Egbert. Egbert being hounded on the play by Moomaw. Weave is on. Here's Maddie Fry behind the foul line. 17-footer clangs off. Rebound Anna. Long throw to Osborne. High left to Bales. Ball given up on the play to Flatfoot. Here's Anna throwing into the post to Stouder. Right flank, it's Osborne. High arching triple. Swish. She nails it. Good ball action, fine passing. Anna finds the open player for the trifecta. And Osborne stretches the lead for Anna to 26-8. 90 seconds to go, second quarter. Botkins in the half court. It's Braun. The ball fumbled. Ball went to the center line, nearly over and back. Given to Egbert. Egbert bounce pass left side to Peyton Platfoot. In the right corner, Egbert. Back to Platfoot. A good defense there on Peyton Platfoot by Vanessa Platfoot, who eventually fouls. 1:08 to go, second quarter, 26-8 in favor of Anna. Botkins will pitch it inbounds right in front of the Anna bench. Doing the honors, it's Braun. Throws backcourt to Peyton Platfoot, dribbles up the right side. Bounce pass at the elbow on the right. Botkins rotates the ball around to the left side of the floor. Here's an awkward running shot through the lane, flipped up there by Braun. It's short. Anna's got the board. 45 seconds to go, second quarter, 26-8, Anna. Here is Vanessa Platfoot for the Rockets. Gives it up outside the arc to Tori Osborne. At the elbow on the left to McKenna Pettis. Straightaway Stouter. Stouter now gives it off in the left corner to Mackenzie Newmall. Down inside to Bales. Bales got her body turned toward the basket. Had position. Pushed up a shot. Was smacked on the arm. And she'll get two free throws for her effort. With 26.1 to go, second quarter. 26-8 in favor of Anna. Free throw by Bales. Perfect. Swish. Anna's missed one at the stripe, right, Chuck?
They missed one.
Every other made free throw has tickled the twine, gone right through the netting without touching the rim.
7 of 8.
Osborne here, or I should say Bales here, is short. I jinxed her twice as she's missed the second of two on a couple of occasions. Here's Botkins down the floor to Jiffy. Ball thrown quickly to Metz in the post. She pivots, throws it up too hard, no good. Rebound, Anna. 9 seconds to go, second quarter. Rockets into Bales. Back to the basket, swivels with the left, and hits it with 3 seconds remaining. Nice shot, low post left by Bales of Anna, which is up 29-8 after one. Good first two quarters for the Rockets on the road here at Botkins. 29-8. Anna leads the Trojans after two quarters of play on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com. To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, stands for your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are the radio on your phone for high school sports. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Botkins. Anna Girls 29, Botkins Ladies 8. Splendid performance so far by Anna, both ends of the floor. Our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, Anna has a 21-9 rebounding advantage. That's a big part of the score. Six offensive rebounds to the Trojans, 3. Botkins turned it 8 times. Anna turned it 6. 7-9 from the free throw line for the Rockets. Only went twice. Botkins made one of two. Individual scoring for the Trojans. They had Taylor Hulskamp with 5. Then they got 2 from Gerstner and 1 from Wendell. They scored 2 and 6. 8 for the first half. Much more balance on the other side. Anna had Pettis with 8. Bales with 6. 5 from Osborne. 4 each from Stouter and Platfoot. And 2 from Moomaw. They scored 13 and 16, 29 to 8 at the half.
Yep, Anna outscored Botkins by 11 and 10 in the first two quarters of this game and has exploded to a 29-8 advantage. Anna's able to put it in the basket, Chuck, from anywhere on the floor, from any player.
Well, they hit a couple threes, and then the zone kind of pushed out a little bit, and then they found Bales, the 6'3 sophomore inside. She had a 6-point second quarter, so they do have the inside-outside game. I'm looking forward to the game on Saturday.
That's Anna home to Fort Loramie on Saturday afternoon. That's our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, third quarter just around the corner here on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna Botkins, 29-8. Anna Girls in the lead with a fine performance here tonight on the road. Botkins possession as we kick off play. Starting the second half, Botkins has the ball to our left. Trojans home white, black numbers trimmed in gold. Anna the road green from top to bottom. And here's a brilliant steal on the play by the Anna Rockets. Mackenzie Mumaw came out top of the circle and pickpocketed the Botkins offensive player and strolled the other way for an easy two. Botkins in the half court, long triple try, missed off the back flange by Egbert, got a rebounding foul inside, and it goes against Anna. Botkins tried to score after getting the board on the miss at the offensive end, and Botkins is awarded a couple free ones.
Maddie Fry there. No, she made the basket.
Whole shot went in, too.
Yep, they counted the basket.
An and one for Fry after she stuck the field goal in. Basket did count. She was given the continuation, and she sinks the free throw. 20-point lead for Anna, 31-11. Anna got the first deuce of the third quarter. Botkins with a three-point play the old-fashioned way. Anna tries a three from the left flank. Pettis's throw up there from distance is an air ball. Botkins recovers. Here come the Trojans down at the elbow on the left. It's Taylor Hulskamp. Gives it off on the play to the driver, Metz. Metz pivots in the lane. Good action by her. She drew contact, and she'll shoot two. Clock stops, 6:54 to go in the third. Anna up 20, 31-11.
Second foul on Vanessa Platfoot for Anna.
Here is Metz after four or five dribbles. spins the ball in her hands and misses it to the left. It is no good.
She's almost missed the backboard on the left, and she started laughing just as soon as she shot it.
It looked like, from my angle, Chuck, it grazed the iron.
On the left side on the way.
Yeah, just barely got a piece of the left side of the rim. Second shot is pumped up there and missed by Metz as well, and Anna's got the board. Anna in the half court. It is Mumaugh. Ball rotated around on top to Osborne. Back to the right flank to Mumaugh. Between the circles, it's Pettis. Outside the arc to Osborne. 31-11, Anna. 6:31 to go in the third quarter. Pitch and catch. Here's a pass down inside to Bales. Bales puts it up off the backboard, no good. Offensive stick back by her, strong, and Botkin snags the board. Trojans come down the floor below the foul line. Good look right in front of Holzkamp. Short. Rebound Anna. Storming up the floor from the right wing goes Mumaugh. Mumaugh leaves it out back on the play to Osborne. 25 feet out, it's Pettis. Skips it cross court to Osborne. Back to Pettis straight away. 5:53 to go in the third. 31-11, Anna. Rockets throw to Bales in the post. Oh, a good step through around the Botkins defender. She banked it in. When Bales catches it that deep, Chuck, within 5 or 6 feet, she's very dangerous.
Well, she's 6'3", and she's being guarded by 5'10". So when she gets inside like that, she's unstoppable.
And as we mentioned in the pregame, height advantage Anna here tonight. Here's a miss by Botkins. Anna with the rebound. Down the floor in the right wing, it's Mumaugh. Right back into Bales again. Pivots, staggers a little bit, then throws it back out. Here's Osborne. Now Mumaugh, Osborne top of the circle. Left wing pass to Pettis. Ball thrown to a teammate. Dribble drive, left side of the lane. Stouter, oh, it rimmed. Hit the backboard, spun around 2 or 3 times. Botkins on the giddy up. Here come the Trojans down the floor. Pulling up and shooting from 15 is Fry. No good off the back frame. Anna with a board. Long pass down the floor to Bales at 6'3", running the floor well. Yep. She catches and takes it to the rim.
Well, I'll tell you what, to have a 6'3 kid catch, put it on the floor, and make a contested layup, I'm impressed.
35-11 in favor of Anna. Rockets a D6 club. Anna getting better and better with each passing game. Here's a long three-pointer by Botkins. It was deflected, I thought. The officials look at each other, say no. It's going to be Anna's ball going the other way. And clearly, Chuck, from my vantage point, it was a deflection on the shot, which fell about 3 or 4 feet short.
Yeah.
Maybe the referees will get it right after a break in the action.
Nope.
Don't think so.
Well, I didn't see it, but if somebody shot the ball that short, you just assume that it was tipped.
Botkins bench didn't like the call, but we live with it and play on. 24-point lead in favor of Anna, 35-11, 4:08 to go in the third. Anna near side of the floor, ball fumbled. Mackenzie Mumaugh couldn't hang on, out of bounds to Botkins. Well, no harm, no foul on that last officiating decision. Anna couldn't score points. After it, Anna turns it over, or I should say Botkins. Yeah, Anna didn't score points. Anna turns it over to Botkins. Back to the basket, dribbling down the right side of the lane. Goes a Trojan player, flipped up on the run, missed by Holzkamp. Rebound tapped out of bounds by Botkins. Pressure by the Trojans in backcourt. 5 white jerseys, 5 green ones to the negative side of the timeline. Anna inbounds it. Hustling up the floor is Mumaugh with 3:43 to play in the third. Near side pass to Osborne. Pitches to Mumaugh. Dribble drive, left side of the lane on the run. By mistake, it was Chelsea McEldowney, 5'5 senior, who shot it. Missed it with the left hand. And Botkins tracked down the board. Ball thrown outside the lane on the left to a Botkins player who's bumped from behind. As the number 11 for Anna collided with number 11 for Botkins. Mumal picked up the foul. Botkins will throw in baseline left, leading 35-11 with 3:22 to go here in the third. Left of the rim for the Trojans, inbounding is Hulskamp. Then she gets it right back. Shot short from the corner. Rebound bails for Anna. Up ahead to Mumaugh. Fires it on the play to McElnowney. Top of the circle, Osborne sets and shoots the three, and it's all net. Good-looking long-range jumper by Tori Osborne. Quite the marksman, a sophomore. Only 5'2", but she's got range. 38-11 in favor of Anna. 2:54 to go here in the third quarter. Botkin screens left side of the court for Peyton Platfoot. Then outside the arc on the right, the Trojans flip up a three. A long one by Hulskamp is short. Quickly Anna down the floor to Osborne. Osborne slashes into the lane. Scooper is no good. Rebounded by Botkins. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Botkins down by 27. Has the ball baseline right. It's flipped on the arc to Peyton Platfoot. Leaves it out back to the three-point shooter. Here's a long one fired up there by Botkins. Off to the left. It goes out of bounds as Gerstner couldn't find the range. Substitutions take place with 2:14 to go here in the third quarter. It's one of those nights, Chuck, where action continues. Very few timeouts. And we will be fortunate to get every single one of our spots in.
Oh, we're getting pretty close. We're doing it.
One of those nights where very few stoppages of play, minimum number of fouls called, only a few timeouts. Here is Anna throwing down inside to Bales, clawed away by Botkins. Good steal by the Trojans. Minute 56 to go, third quarter. Botkins up the floor, baseline left. Around an Anna defender goes Gerstner, pitched it strong. It hit the rim and ricocheted away to Adeline McVetti, who's in now for Anna. Down inside it goes to Bales. Oh, look at her go to work. Up and in off the backboard. Well done, Addison Bales, 6'3", soft for Anna. Sharp performance by her.
Well, I'll tell you, they had McVetti, who kept them in the game the first time against Loramie, but Bales didn't play anything like she's playing tonight.
Yep. Now, you're right. McKenna Pettis in that first meeting poured in four threes for Anna. Free throw by Bales. In, out, no good. Rebound stabbed along the baseline, and it goes out of bounds to Botkins. Yeah, McKenna Pettis sparkled in that meeting against Fort Loramie for Anna, first time they played. And she drilled four threes, and Anna hopes to get the outside-inside game going with Bales on Saturday against the Redskins in the return match. 42-11 in favor of Anna. Here's a dribble drive through the paint, but Botkins. It is Wendell who's tripped, not in the act of shooting. Botkins will throw in baseline right. 1:24 to go, third quarter. Ball thrown deep right side of the floor. Then it goes straight away to Sophia Braun. Ball fired left corner to Peyton Platfoot. Good drive in traffic. Bales might have gotten all ball. Ruled a foul. And the Botkins player, Peyton Platfoot, will take it. She goes to the stripe for two. With a minute 13 remaining here in the third quarter. And Anna on top, 42-11. Free throw shooter for Botkins connects. Peyton Platfoot, top free throw shooter on the club at 67%, nails the first one. The sophomore Bales sits for Anna. Second shot, Peyton Platfoot, and she cans that one too. We're near the 1 minute mark here in the third quarter, 40-13. Anna leads Botkins. Anna's got the ball in the right corner. It's Adeline McVetti. Gives it up on top to teammate Osborne. McVetti, a 5'9 soft. Anna stretching the floor. Rockets throw it to the post. Then right back on the arc for the three-point try. It is pushed up there on the play by McVetti. Short, no good. Rebounded by Botkins, which starts up the floor. Hooking foul against Anna with 46.1 to go here in the third quarter. Anna 40, Botkins 13. Team fouls 5 on Anna in the period, and Botkins shoots 2. Couple of free throws here for the Botkins Trojans.
That's Pry, I think. I can't see her number.
It is on the way, and it is short, no good. First one misses. Maddie Fry, 5'9 soft. Checking out Braun for Botkins. Sophia Braun sits on the bench momentarily as Fry arches up free throw number 2. It hangs on the front rim, touches it twice, and comes off. Anna's got the rebound. Osborne to midcourt. Gets a high screen, doesn't use it. 33 seconds to go in the third. Right side pass for Anna to McVetti. Between the rings to Pettis. Outside the arc on the right flank to Osborne. 20 ticks left on the clock here in the third. Right corner pass, McVetti. Anna resets, top of the circle. Osborne, we're down to 12, 11. Ball thrown baseline right. Open player for Anna. She shook free. McVetti missed it. Long rebound Rockets. 4 seconds to go. Here's a left-handed three ball. Long. Pumped up there from distance by McElhaney. But before the buzzer, Anna retrieves the offensive board and is fouled with 1.1 remaining. McVetti gets a couple at the stripe for Anna. 40-13 Rockets. Adeline McVetti pushes up the free throw short off the front of the rim. Second one upcoming. She stands a foot or two away from the free throw line, then toes the stripe, shoots it up strong. Offensive rebound, Anna, which can't get the shot away. Third quarter closes. Rockets 40, Trojans 13 after 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Well, we are now your new community go-to store. We're Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So now we offer Winter's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Schaefer Market, sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll love our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks, too. Stop by today and see all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is your new community go-to store, and you will love it. Everything you wanted is there, plus everything or darn near everything that was there before. Well, we start the fourth quarter with a flurry of points, a couple of buckets chucked by Botkins, by whom? Well, and a three-point play by Anna.
Egbert hit a two Fry hit a three, and then Bales had a three-point play at the other end for the Rockets.
43-18, Anna in the lead, but 25. Just short of a minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Outstanding food selection. You'll love that hot deli sub shop. Plus the piping hot coffee, too. Here's a drive to the basket by Anna, up and in.
Moomaw, nice shot.
Well done by Moomaw. She found an avenue to the rim. Did McKenzie. She split a couple Botkins defenders and stormed right to the hoop. Kissed one in off the window. We've got an alternate arrow situation. Jump ball to our left. And it will be Botkins throwing in. 6:37 to go, fourth quarter. Inbounding baseline left, Trojans. Ball fed to the jump shooter. Foul line extended left. It's Melena Mana, a 5'7 sophomore, who's checked in off the bench. Shot rolled around, came off. Anna hustled the other way in a heartbeat. Long throw down the floor to Vanessa Platfoot. She got in near the rim, shot fake, went up strong, and she was belted.
Well, you know, we talked about Pitts and how much they miss her scoring, but she was a good ball handler. She played defense. She rebounded. She was a leader. They're missing her in a lot of different areas.
Oh, yeah, fine all-around player that could very well have been an all-SCAL first-team selection. Free throw by Platfoot, no good. Off the rim, second one in the air, yes. She's got the second one to go down, 46-18 in favor of Anna. Botkins in the half court. Outside the arc, it is pass to Monin. High left, it's dealt to Fry. Foul stripe to Kristen Wendell, and Anna claws the ball loose, takes it away. Here come the Rockets, forecourt to her right. It is Mackenzie Moomaw, pitches down inside to Bales, pivots off the glass, in and out, no good. Rebound Botkins, one-on-one down the floor, Wendell. Coughed it up below the basket. Anna got a piece of it. Out of bounds to the Trojans. 5:51 remaining here in the fourth. A cutaway styling salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children, too. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We'll style, you'll smile, beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Anna attacking after the Botkins turnover. Here's a ball laid up low in the right by Mackenzie Moomaw. Missed. Anna gets the rebound. Pitches to Stouter for three. Bingo. She's got it. Liz Stouter right on the money. 5'9 senior drained it. The lead is 30 for Anna, 48-18. Good drive by Botkins right down the middle of the floor to the rack. Wendell up and good. Kristen Wendell retaliates for the Trojans. Anna throws to Vanessa Platfoot in the post, and Botkin strikes it loose out of bounds. Down to 4:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. 48-20 in favor of Anna. Rockets weave it out back, deflected by Botkins into backcourt. Moomaw tracks it down. Up the right side to McVetti. Anna works it around high left to McElDowney. McElDowney on the bounce to Stouter. Near side pass McVetti. Between the rings, it's Moomaw. Left open, doesn't shoot. Goes left side to McElDowney. Starts to drive. Shots blocked away. Loose ball rebound. Snarfed up off the floor by Stouter, who hits it inside the arc from the left wing. Couple of good-looking shots in a row by Liz Stouter of Anna as she poured that one through. Botkins comes right back down the floor and chucks up a long three. It rattles in and out. No good. Rebound Anna. Three-on-two break. Driving Stouter up and good with the left hand. A flurry of points by Liz.
She's at 10 now.
52-20 in favor of Anna. 3:52 left to go here in the fourth. We're what, Chuck? 3 points away from a running clock.
Yes, sir.
On scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Welcome back here to Botkins. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, under four to play, fourth quarter. Anna has stormed past Botkins here tonight. It's 52-20. Rockets sharpening up their game in advance of the contest with Fort Loramie at Anna on Saturday afternoon. Dribbling down the left side of the floor goes Botkins. It is Kristen Wendell, and the ball is tapped away by Anna, goes over the end line. Botkins will throw in. It is being inbounded on the play. Baseline left by Delaney Munger, who's on the floor. Munger has checked in, 5'9 junior. Ball thrown down low on the left. As I drop my head, Botkins scores. Nice shot, laid up and in.
Gerstner.
Well done by Lauren Gerstner, 5'9 junior for Botkins. She was one of the top two scorers in Botkins' win a few weeks ago over Mississinewa. Here's a long left-handed three by Chelsea McEldowney of Anna. It's no good. Ball on the deck, and Botkins comes away after the scrum with the ball. Wendell down the floor. Leaves it out back to a teammate. Ball thrown to the post. Little five-footer up and in by Lily Bayless. A 5'8 junior is checked in, and she was bumped as she scored. 52-24, Anna, 2:58 to go here in the game. Wholesale changes for the Trojans, who worked the deficit back down under 30, which makes the running clock probably an impossibility at this point. Free throw here for Botkins to complete the three-point play, and it is good as Bayless sinks it. 52-25, Anna. It is Chelsea McEldowney, 5'5 senior, on the bounce with the left hand. Gives it up outside the arc of the right to McVetti. Hand off to Jaden Dosick, a 5'6 off, who's checked onto the hardwood. Anna works the ball around, far left wing. It is McVetti with 2:31 to go here in the fourth. Anna very patiently attacking. Here's a straightaway three by the Rockets, and it's drilled. That's a mystery number for Anna.
That's 35.
Yep, we don't have that one, unfortunately. Can't give credit where it's due. Shot was poured in from long distance. Botkins forecourt to her left. It's Munger. 2 minutes to go in the fourth, 55-25, Anna. Trojans work the ball around the top of the circle, baseline right. It's Wendell. Here's a long three try, but Botkins grazes iron. Rebound below the basket by Anna, traveling call against the Rockets with 1:49 to go here in the fourth. Botkins will throw in, baseline left of the rim. Playmaker is number one, Cameron McFerrin, a 5'7 soft, who is out there. Pass intercepted by Anna. Rockets take it away, and Breeze up ahead into the corner of the floor. Ball thrown high right to McEldowney. McEldowney gives it up to a teammate with 90 seconds to go. Here's a drive by Anna to the rim. Another two-pointer by a mystery player. 57-25. Anna's emptied the bench. 1:16 to go here in the fourth. 57-25 in favor of Anna. Botkins dribbles down the lane. In a cluster of players, Trojans try to feed it off. Anna makes the intercept. Here come the Rockets, forecourt right. McEldowney straight on, 58 seconds to go in the fourth. Here's Anna dropping a pass down inside to McElDowney. She's open. Couldn't get it to fall. Botkins gobbles up the board. Here come the Trojans to midcourt. 45 ticks left in the clock. Botkins Wendell fakes the three. Hands off to a teammate, left wing, who chucks up a long three-pointer and makes it. Delaney Munger, a 5'9 junior, strokes one in from distance. 57-28. Anna ahead with 23 seconds to go here in the fourth, and the Rockets are dribbling away the final 18-17 ticks. There's a loose ball to midcourt, bounced off the referee's leg, and the Trojans get the loose one. It is Wendell down in the left corner to McFerrin, who goes baseline. Ball knocked away by Anna, rolls over the boundary, and I think Anna touched it last. Botkins will throw in final 4.5 ticks. Great performance tonight by Anna, leading 57-28 last few seconds of the game. Botkins inbounds on the arc. It is Wendell. Wendell deals to a teammate who shoots and misses as the fourth quarter buzzer sounds. Anna 57 and Botkins 28. Big win for the Anna Rockets tonight, who remain two games behind Fort Loramie in the loss column in the SCAL standings. And the two clubs collide on Saturday at the Anna Gym. We'll return in a few minutes. Anna victorious over Botkins easily tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Anna girls jumped out to an 11-2 cushion in the game's first 8 minutes, never looked back, and defeated Botkins tonight. Final tally 57-28. Anna won the JV tilt by a score of 42-35. Botkins varsity girls had beaten Anna twice last year, and Anna turns the tables on Botkins twice this season, winning at Anna and then convincingly here tonight. Chuck, how did the Anna girls get it done?
Well, they pounded them on the boards. They out-rebounded them 44-19 and 13-4 on the offensive boards. 9-15 from the free throw line for the Rockets, 5-10 for the Trojans. Individual scoring for Anna. They were led by Addison Bales with 15, and then Liz Stouter had 10. I'm going to go with Allison Bales as my Allison. She played for Beaver Creek. Addison Bales for Anna as my player of the game. On the other side, 6 points for Maddie Fry, 5 points for Taylor Uhlskamp, and then 4 from Gertner, 3 each from Wendell, and who is that? Bayless and Monger. So they just really didn't have anybody to score a lot. They had 9 girls score, just not enough points. And I'm going to go with Maddie Fry as my player of the game for Botkins.
This segment of our presentation brought to you by the fine restaurant on Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Clancy's. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Hike Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Hike Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Are you dreaming of owning a home in Ohio? Well, with F&M's Ohio Home Buyer Plus Savings Account, that dream's a lot closer than you think. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate. Designed to help hardworking Ohioans, the F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes saving for your home easier than ever before. Visit your local F&M Bank in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. That's fmbank.com. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. Anna girls with the win go to 11-6 on the year, 8-2 by way of record in the Shelby County Athletic League for Anna. Botkins now 3-5 in league play. Botkins is 6-10 overall. Botkins' next encounter is against Jackson Center on Saturday afternoon. Meanwhile, Anna is home to Fort Loramie in a big clash, Rockets and Redskins. We'll tip at about 1:20 or so on Saturday afternoon, and we'll have coverage for you at 12:40 on Saturday. Don't forget tomorrow night, Rushi Jackson Center boys action from the Habitat of the Cat on the air at 6:40 p.m. tomorrow night, Rushi and Jackson Center. For our online audience, and for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying goodnight here on Scores Broadcast as Botkins loses to the Anna girls 57-28.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkins. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.